Welcome to the Insurance Stream. I'm your host, Dave Bowling. Good to be with you. Today is Wednesday, September 13th. We're talking about creating a solid plan to grow your agency. Today's episode is sponsored by ePay Policy. Easier payments just for insurance. A lot of places won't even touch the insurance industry. Square, Stripe, all those guys won't do anything with premiums or commissions or anything like that attached to it. ePay Policy not only will, they were built just to do it. Go over to theinsurancestream.com, click on services for your agency, click on payment processing. That will get you in touch with the fine folks over at ePay Policy. So on today's 5-minute daily insurance meditation, we're talking about creating a solid plan to grow your agency. We're going to go through a document that you need to create. You probably should spend 5 or 6 hours on it, at least, initially. Right? This is an evolving document. It keeps going, keeps growing, keeps changing with your agency. But we're going to go over the key components that you need to have inside this thing, because the better you understand what you're trying to do, the better decisions you can make for your agency on the fly. You'll know exactly what you're trying to do, and you'll know exactly if what you're faced with is something that will enhance your growth or something that will stunt it. So, number one, the problem. We need to talk about the problem that your agency is going to solve. If you set out to sell insurance, you've got a tough road ahead of you, my friend. You need to set out to solve a problem. What is the problem that you're going to solve? Are you going to help auto repair shops make their business more efficient, and that's who you're going to target? Are you going to help doctors learn how to lower their E&O exposure, their medical malpractice exposure, and get them in touch with companies that can give them better rates as a result? Are you going to specialize in high-value homeowners? Help educate them about furs, guns, coins, jewelry, high-value collector cars, properly insuring the stuff that they've worked so hard to collect? What are you going to specialize in? What is the problem that you are solving? That is the first section of what needs to be in there. And then you need to dive deep into that problem. Why is it a problem? How big of a problem is it? Exactly what the problem is. Number two, solutions. What's the solution that you're going to bring to the table to help that consumer not have that problem anymore? You need to go through details. Step by steps, exactly how you're going to do what you need to do to get this problem solved. Next section, market opportunity. If you're already in business, make this section market opportunity and increased efficiencies. How big is your potential pool of clients where you live? What's the average premium size run for those clients? How many of them do you need to capture to get your agency where you want to see it go? Break that down to a daily number. How many people do you need to get a hold of each day? How many policies do you need to write each day or each week in order to hit the numbers that you want to hit? Do the math here. If you have $10,000 average premiums, you get paid $1,500 or 15% commission. That's $1,500 commission per customer that you bring in on average, and there are 10 of those people in your area. You've got two of the three, right? You got a decent sized premium, you got a decent sized commission, you don't have enough customers. You need to be looking at the market opportunity. How many people are available for you to sell insurance to? How many do you need to sell to, again, per day, per week, to hit the goals that you want to hit? Factor in some attrition here. 10% of your customers go away. Are you still okay? Or do you need to up that sales number? So this is the area where you figure out the market opportunity, how many customers exist. You figure out how, what the problems that specific market is facing. And then you're tying it into these two previous sections of the problem and the solution that you're also providing. So the business model, go over your business model here. How does your program work? Person comes to you, watches your YouTube video, you know, get some content online or whatever the business model is. How does that work in functioning, bringing people into your organization? Historical financials. What have you done historically? You need to know exactly what's going on with your financials. Are you profitable? Are you not profitable? What does it take to be profitable? You need to have the historical financial picture in here. Financial projections. Again, we're going back to the information that we've already gotten here, but we're taking how many people do we need to gain per day, per month to hit the goals. We need to talk about exactly what you need to do to hit the projections that you want to hit. And then you need to have a conclusion. You need to wrap it all up and bring it in together and say, this is my plan. This is how I'm going to get there. This is the problem that I'm going to solve. And this is how long it's going to take me to do it. And this has been your daily 5-minute insurance meditation.